Town Branch, also called Nasty Branch, is the longest creek that flows through Asheville. It's also the most polluted. Environmentalists and residents of the Southside neighborhood are hoping to change that. And in the process, they're also hoping to reverse the current of development in the city. The 1.6-mile stream goes by two names. It's a reminder of the fragmentation caused by urban renewal. Southside resident and community activist Roy Harris puts it bluntly.
If you're black, you say Nasty Branch. If you're white, you say Town Branch. Or if you're a developer, you say Town Branch.
The creek holds particular significance to Asheville's black community. It once connected several neighborhoods and provided a natural playground for youth during sultry summer months. During the 1950s, homes along the river were demolished, industrial waste emptied into the creek, and many of the city's black residents were displaced.
If you go back and look at the history of the Southside neighborhood, that every time somebody wanted to do something because it was predominantly black, it headed this way. But this time we were says no. No, 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 no.
Harris is also on the board of Riverlink, a regional nonprofit that just completed a restoration plan to address water quality issues throughout Asheville. But the plan is more than an environmental cleanup. It also aims to heal some of the wounds still felt by residents in the surrounding predominantly black neighborhoods. Renee Fortner is Watershed Resources Manager.
You know, that's one thing that Riverlink and our community partners would like to do is, you know, in addition to cleaning up the stream, just reconnecting the community to this waterway that flows through their backyards and past the community center.
Fortner says the restoration plan started out as a series of listening events with community members, including at Erskine Apartments and the Eddington Center. Fortner recalls residents expressing frustration with how development has historically intervened and disrupted their neighborhoods without transparency.
I've heard that from other residents of the Southside community, this need for better communication just across all segments of Asheville and just more connections as a way to better understand the needs of the community and how they can be better addressed.
That sentiment was echoed by Quan Pearson Jr., who was out walking along the creek during this interview.
We all need to come together to make a better community instead of misinformation, lack of communication. I wish that everybody can communicate with one another to make this a better environment instead of the way it is right now.
Pearson grew up in the area. His grandparents still live a few blocks away from the Eddington Center. He says he thinks about Nasty Branch often and wishes it could be a clean natural resource for residents to enjoy again.
Like they say, we need water to be able to function. So why not have the creek open for the people to make use of it, like fishing, bathing, want to go swimming, anything.
Riverlink's proposal includes a solution neighbors requested, removing an unsightly chain-link fence that runs down the middle of the Erskine apartment community, effectively splitting it in half. A bridge would replace that fence so neighbors can more easily visit and walk to the community center just across the street. It's the sort of community-centered change that residents like Roy Harris have been fighting for. He also runs the Southside Community Garden, which just a few years ago was a vacant lot. Now it's a flourishing food forest.
5 years ago, you would not have heard the birds. Just sitting here right now, I probably have detected, and I don't even know the sounds, but all the different birds out here that are now decided that, oh, Southside Garden is a nice place to be. There's food over there. There's protection. We can see our enemies if we stay up high and all those kinds of things.
He says the garden represents the neighborhood's resilience, and he thinks the Nasty Branch cleanup would also bring about a similar form of transformation. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.